The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is produced and sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. The information discussed during this program is not medical advice. Be sure to talk to your medical doctor for information and advice relating to your health. Merry Christmas. This is Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, Director of Faith-Based Programs at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and Percy, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well, my friend.
This has been a great year for this program. This is our first year for this program, so it's our first Christmas to spend on the year together.
It is, and I tell you, it has been an amazing gift. As we know, the spirit of Christmas is about giving, and the gift that we have received was the ability to really reach out and really be part of a community that we think really wanted and desired to hear more information that helped to encourage and inspire them and to work through challenges of sickness and disease and specific to cancer. And so I'm encouraged today because, you know, the word inspire, Wayne, from a biblical context in the original Greek, literally means to breathe in or to breathe upon.
I didn't know that.
And so with that, that's why the Word of God is called the inspired Word of God. It's God breathed.
Okay.
And so typically in the world of medicine and science, if I can use this analogy, when someone typically expires, that it means that they have breathed out their last breath. Well, God has breathed into us or breathed onto us through His Word. And so today we want to be inspiring. We want to inspire this audience during this holiday season.
Great idea. Here we are at Christmas, and we've dealt with so many important topics throughout the year. We thought maybe at Christmas time we might take a little step back and just talk about some great inspirational thoughts here in the program today.
Absolutely. And again, at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. And so I'm excited to be able to do that with you. So again, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Yeah. And I know we have folks listening that this year has been a cancer journey year for them or their loved ones, or maybe you're just now facing that possibility. We want to encourage you here today. So, well, let's get started. We don't have a guest today. It's just you and I. And that's something new for us as well, to have this opportunity to relate together.
But we've spent so much time together, I'm real comfortable with you, my friend, and I hope you feel the same about me.
Likewise, my friend. All right, get us started.
Well, with that being said, again, as you mentioned, we want to share some inspiring thoughts, and hopefully for those of you who are listening, you may want to jot this down, but also know that this is part of a resource that will be made available that you can download.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So what we talk about today, you can download as a document free from our website. I'll say more about that in a few moments.
Absolutely. So with that, let's start with this first thought that I thought was really awesome. Cancer is a word, not a sentence. And this comes from John Diamond. And it really helps us to really kind of put cancer into a context. One of the things that I've heard over many of the years that I've worked with cancer patients, one particular cancer patient who was near and dear to my heart, her name is Vicki Gerard, said to me one day, she said, cancer is the only word that you hear in loud, bold letters in your head.
It's all caps, isn't it?
So it's big and it sounds huge. And in some cases, it almost sounds insurmountable. But cancer is only a word when you really stop to think about it. It's not the complete sentence or the paragraph of what's going to happen with one in the rest of their life.
Yeah. And as you think about these thoughts that we're going to be sharing here today, I'm sure you're thinking about in terms of people that you have encountered on their cancer journey. Many, many people. Right?
Absolutely. Again, there are so many who have deposited into me personally with regard to their cancer journey and what they've learned and the lessons that they've gleaned from that have really helped me to also apply some of the same principles that we're looking and we'll be talking about and understand again just how profound we are through the help and the power of God in working through the process of any challenge that may sit in front of us, including and especially with cancer.
All right. So the first one we want to share with our listeners today, cancer is a word, not a sentence. May I share one? This comes from an actress, actually.
Absolutely.
Ingrid Bergman said, time is shortening, but every day that I challenge this cancer and survive is a victory for me.
It's a powerful statement. One of the things that I've come to appreciate about the walk and the journey of cancer is not to try to measure the big picture of cancer all at one time, but to understand that it's a minute by minute, day by day, a journey. This is something that is important that when we begin to look at this and what this statement is helping us to understand, that is to celebrate the small victories along the way. Because again, every day that one is challenged with cancer, they're surviving another day of treatment. They're surviving another day of working through a test or an examination. So celebrate those. Those are small victories families. It's sort of like what happens in the way that one can acquire wealth and money. My dad, growing up as a young kid, and we were relatively poor growing up on the far south side of Chicago, my dad would come home every day and we would always ask him for money like children would do. And my dad always had a pocket full of pennies. And so my dad would always pull out these pennies and he would make them available to us. And I was the oldest of four children and kind of the rambunctious one out the group. And I would always ask my dad, when many of my friends would get dollars from their parents, we would always get pennies. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Dad, why do you always give us pennies?" He said, "Never forget that if you collect enough pennies, they eventually become a dollar."
There you go.
And the same can be said and can be true as a metaphor with regard to treatment. One second, 1 minute, one day at a time, if you collect enough of them, a second becomes a minute becomes a day becomes a week becomes a month becomes a year, but you got to collect them one at a time.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, I'll tell you what, before we take a break, we always open our program each week with scripture. And before we take a break, we want to include scripture in this program today as well. So why don't you give us a passage to think over and then we'll take our break.
Well, hopefully with respect to what we've already talked about, the scripture that we think and that I think would apply to those is, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And that is found in Isaiah 41 and 10. And again, remember, if you can't write these down, you can download this very document with all of this information. But again, our scripture that helps to encapsulate these two previous quotes is, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand."
With all that in caps, right?
Yes, let's make that all in caps.
All right. And to download the document, just go to healthhopeandinspiration.com. There's no charge. We want you to have these inspirational quotations and scripture verses to have to think over. So healthhopeandinspiration.com. I'm Wayne Shepherd with Percy McCray. We'll be back in just a moment on Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits.
Welcome back to our Christmas edition of Health, Hope, and Inspiration. Percy, here's an idea. We're sharing these inspirational thoughts and quotations and scripture verses today. Our listeners can follow along with the list by going right now to Health, Hope, and Inspiration and downloading this document.
Absolutely. So please feel free to go there right now, download the document, open it up, and just follow along with us. And you'll have that with you as we continue to work through these wonderful inspirational quotes as we continue to inspire you on this holiday season.
I love to collect quotations, and I think having this in our hands is a wonderful idea. So go to healthhopeandinspiration.com right now.
Absolutely.
All right, let's keep going here.
Well, with that, our next quote that I think is very powerful is, "Some days there won't be a song in your heart. Sing anyway." And this is by Emery Austin. And to me, when I hear this and when I think about this, every day is not on the mountaintop. Every day is not a good day. Every day is certainly not going to go your way. And certainly this is true for those who may be battling cancer or just working through the everyday rigors of everyday life. I am reminded of the scripture when the disciples were with Jesus and they went on the mountain of transfiguration and they said, "Listen, let's build three tabernacles here and let's just stay here." And mm-hmm. Jesus said, "No, because at the end of the day, the work and the reality is down in the valley. We can't always stay on the mountaintop where everything is great and fantastic." And what this quote is helping us to understand is, have a song in your heart prepared to sing, even when you don't feel like singing. It'll help you to work through your challenges of your day. And so I think it's a very powerful thought there, Wayne.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I really do. Some days there won't be a song in your heart sing anyway.
Absolutely. Our next quotation that I think is powerful indeed is, and it helps us to understand, I think, a very dynamic scenario that we all encounter from time to time, and that is, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. And this is by Ambrose Redmond. So when we look at this, again, we're trying to come to terms with many are facing opportunities to have fear to overwhelm them and to overtake them and to crush and to smother the life and hope of God out of them. And when we understand the fact that, again, being a person of courage does not mean that it's going to be in the absence of fear, mm-hmm. because a lot of people, I think, try to process being courageous by and I hear this often. Well, you know, I don't get afraid. I don't have to deal with fear. Fear is not a reality to me. And I think it's a misnomer that one can be strong and courageous in the face of fear. As a matter of fact, that's where courage really stands tall.
Yeah, we're human. We're going to feel fear, aren't we, when faced with something like cancer?
Absolutely.
So do you see fear in people's lives when they first are diagnosed with cancer?
Absolutely. I think it's probably the number one initial dynamic, possibly behind shock and then the fear factor. I call it the fear factor. There's actually been some things written around how fear factors and what fear does. It can polarize. It can paralyze individuals. And when you're faced with something that you had not planned for or even given consideration of thought to be part of your life, you then become overwhelmed with the idea of, can I actually work through this? Can I get through this? Can I get beyond that? I think it's a natural recourse or knee-jerk reflection that comes when we are faced with tremendous things that hit us that we're not prepared for.
But I'm sure you've seen this too. Courage triumphs over fear, doesn't it?
Absolutely, at the end of the day. I would even suggest to you that true courage cannot exist unless it is in the face of fear.
Mm.
Because fear places a demand upon us that normally is not expected of us when everything is going our way. It requires us to dig deeper. It requires us to hold on longer. It requires for us to look toward other things beyond ourselves to rise to the occasion. And under those circumstances is when people find out that they can do things that they never thought possible. And as a result, because of the faith and the hope and the strength of our God, we learn how to triumph, as the Word of God tells us, that He causes us to triumph always, even in all circumstances.
All right. Well, from this list that we're offering to listeners today, let's go back to the Bible. How about Romans chapter 8?
Yeah, it's an amazing scripture. It says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." None of these things can separate us. We cannot be separated from the love of God that can buoy and carry us through anything at all times under every circumstance.
And that's Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. You'll see it on the list when you download it from our website.
All right. So our next inspirational quote is, and it comes from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, "When you come to the end of your rope," and there are many times where we feel like we're at the end of our rope. I'm sure you've experienced that a time or two, Wayne. "Tie a knot and hang on." Hang on. I often have approached people and I've asked them, how are they doing? They say, well, I'm hanging in there. I say, well, are you hanging on while you're hanging in? So at the end of the day, I love this. Tie a knot at the end of your rope and hang on for dear life. Do not let go. Clench and hold on to your faith that keeps you and that will allow you to continue to possibly see a better day. And so I love this quote.
Oh, that's fantastic. I do too. We're kind of moving through these kind of fast here today. But again, I want our listeners to know that you can follow along and you can have this entire list yourself when you go online to healthhopeandinspiration.com. Let's do one more before we take our next break.
Absolutely. And this is from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at a time of challenge and controversy."
That defined his life, didn't
Absolutely
it?
Clear, even up until his death. And at the end of the day, I would suggest that the same model of that was exhibited by our own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In the face of tremendous adversity, under the sense of tremendous pressure and anxiety and angst, as we know, even while in the Garden of Gethsemane, he came to terms with the fact, "Not my will be done, but your will be done, Lord." And so it speaks to the fact that when we understand ultimately how we are measured or how one can measure who we are, it's in the face of moments of challenge and controversy, not in the moments of easiness and comfort and ease. We're really understanding that we're being measured on how we respond in negative circumstances. And so today we are declaring to everyone that no matter what your circumstance, no matter what your challenge, challenge is people are watching you. People are looking to you, family and friends. You have the opportunity to be a walking billboard and testimony for the faithfulness and the greatness of God in you. I have a quick story. There was a patient that I once supported, had cancer, and she was given a bad diagnosis by her attending physician, who was a dear friend of hers. She sought a second opinion. She refused to accept that particular opinion because she felt that that didn't work for her, and began to seek out other treatment and other support. And what she would do, she would come and she would give her testimony of how God was good no matter what her outcome was. Her physician, who was a friend of hers, started following her to where she would go to church because he was impressed with what's keeping this woman inspired. Huh. What keeps her so positive? Followed her to her church service and got saved and born again.
What a great story.
Because of her testimony of standing tall in the face of her negative circumstances.
Fantastic.
People are watching us and you when we declare the goodness of God, and it is our opportunity to be a walking billboard to advertise the goodness of our Lord and God.
We are celebrating the birth of Jesus here at Christmas with these inspiring thoughts for cancer patients. This is a free download. You can have everything we're talking about in your hands right now by going to healthhopeandinspiration.com. That's Reverend Percy McCray. I'm Wayne Shepherd. We'll be back with more of today's Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits.
What an honor to celebrate Christmas with you here on Health, Hope, and Inspiration. I'm Wayne Shepherd with Percy McCray. What we're doing today is just sharing some inspiring thoughts for cancer patients. This comes from a free resource that we're making available to our listeners. It's online. You can download it and have it right now. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. You can have it right now by going to healthhopeandinspiration.com. I don't know if we'll have time to get through the whole list here today, but let's see what we can do, Percy.
Absolutely. With that being said, the next on our list is a tremendous statement, and it's from an anonymous writer that basically tells us this. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain.
That sounds like some people we've talked to over this past
year. Because what we have come to understand, if we've lived long enough on the planet, and my mom used to tell me all the time, hey, we're not saving up for a rainy day. It rains every day around here. Is that storms are part of the experience of everyday life in many cases. As a result, we're not waiting for that storm to pass. We're learning how to dance in the moment, how to work through that mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, being strengthened while in the midst of the storm, because we learn how to praise God and understand that He is with us no matter what, even until the ends of the earth. It is a tremendous principle for us to guide our lives by.
Whether you're facing cancer or any other circumstance that's got you tied in knots, these are great thoughts to think about here Christmas time.
And particularly during the holiday season, one of the things that we know that this is a high rate of a lot of different things that people are dealing with. Depression, suicide, homicide, so many different things that happens during this time of year. We want someone who's listening to this program right now that your life matters and that it is important to God. You need to stick around on the earth. Your life is worth fighting for. Your life is worth living. Be encouraged today. Sing in the midst of the storm while you're waiting for those clouds to pass over.
Amen. All right, keep going.
Yes, sir. Our next quote comes from Eleanor Roosevelt, and it tells us, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face, you must do the thing which you think you cannot do. So often our circumstances, Wayne, are telling us we can't do this. We can't go here. We can't be that. We can't have this, that, or the other. But the fact of the matter is our God reigns and he reigns inside of us. And we learn how to be strengthened by the experiences that we face by looking fear in its face and saying, me and my God are more than a majority against anything that is facing us on this particular moment.
Well, these quotations are so inspiring, and they're free to you. We've put together the list working with the staff here, and we want to make it available to you right now at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Just go there and download it and follow along with us.
And so to bookend those two quotes, we want to give you a scriptural verse that you can rest upon with regard to those statements, and it is found in Peter 1 and 6. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, ahead, even though the going is rough for a while down here. Understand today is not your final destination. The best is still yet to come in your life.
Look at this one from Kayla Mills, who said, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have.
When we are forced to make a decision that we have to do something that we didn't think we could do or we never thought that would have to happen to us, it's amazing how we can pivot because, again, God has created every one of us to be resilient, to be more than we thought that we can be, to jump higher than we thought we could jump, to run longer than we thought that we can run. We simply have to sometimes be forced to make a decision to do that. And that's exactly what this statement tells us. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. That's true for everyone that is listening today.
This is a faith-based program that we have each week on the radio, and our next quotation feeds right into that.
And that is, feed your faith and your fears will starve to death. In the public place now of talking about nutrition and losing weight and all of that good stuff, well, why don't we start pumping up our faith and so that we can begin to starve our fears and crush it at the very root? Because at the end of the day, God has told us that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And today, I want you to understand your fears that you're facing can be starved to death if you feed your faith with the right ingredients. And that is, of course, the word, the principles and the precepts of the word of God today.
Well, we want to conclude in just a moment here. We won't get through this whole list. The good news is you can get through the whole list when you download it at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Inspiring thoughts for cancer patients, really inspiring thoughts for anyone going through any circumstance of life. But you can download it right now at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Now, there's one more on the list that I want to make sure we save time to share with as we close out this Christmas edition of our program, Percy.
We want to leave you with this final thought. What is it that cancer cannot do? Cancer is so limited, it cannot cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot eat away peace. It cannot destroy confidence. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot shut our memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot reduce eternal life. It cannot quench the spirit. Today, cancer may be doing some things, but there are a lot of things that it cannot do. Today, you and God are more than anything that you need to face the facts that cancer is trying to tell you what you cannot do. Be encouraged today to go forth and be powerful and make a mark in the earth that will never be erased.
Amen and amen. And Merry Christmas from all of us at Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Merry Christmas.
Health, Hope, and Inspiration is produced and sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. care that never quits.